which is great. For my lot, I had a bit of a day yesterday, and I've travelled. I did a gig last night, got home at about, I think about 2 o'clock in the morning, and then recorded a two-hour radio show for the record company that I work for. 2 hours sleep, and then I drove over from the Neaton this morning. Although from the Neaton, I'm actually a Coventry boy, which links me nicely to this song, which I'll play for you now from King, and I'll tell you why it's important to me just after this. I still get that nervous moment, though, when you press the button. Has it come in? And there it is. King from 1985 and Torture, the last of their five hits. How about that?
Love me like you said you would. Love me till I'm numb. Love me like you said you could. Call me and I'll run.
In Scorby Radio 96.3. I'm Jules Little with you, and that was King from 1985 and Torture. Now, we've just taken the webcam, and we've done the standard pose with the tea and the ripples, and you've taken a photograph of it, haven't you? I understand a photo of the photo,
yeah.
And you're going to put it on the Corby Radio page, aren't you? That's on the, it's the Corby Radio DJ-a-thon page. Great, so if you've missed it, we have done it. We've got evidence, and Martin's going to put that up for you now. Now, I did say I'd tell you about why that's important to me. Now, I'm originally from Coventry. Don't hold it against me, but, you know, just because a dog's born in a barn doesn't make it a horse. Come on, I'm not that funny. Don't get me started. Anyway, yes, I'm from Coventry. When I used to DJ here at Martin's, I used to travel over every weekend, but that's not the story. I think there's a story, and I'm going to try and work out what it is as I go. But yeah, King were my band as a teenager. Being of a certain age, I was when they were just about to break big, I was really into them. I was about 14, 15, and I actually saw them 13 times. Now, King disbanded in 1986, and they've just reformed. Get in with a new lead singer, because Paul King went, oh, I'm too old to kick my legs that high in the air and stuff like that. And he's a TV producer now. Why is that good? Because guess who's got the gig of comparing their returning gig to Coventry? Me. I am like a kid in a sweet shop. Absolutely chuffed to bits. If you like King, there are still tickets available. I think you have to go to the King Phoenix website, which I think is kingphoenix.uk.com or something like that. Look it up anyway. They've got a Facebook page as well. And the gig is on the 10th of May at Ego in Coventry. And the tickets are only about £10. So it's really, really worth it. If you fancy a little bit of 80s nostalgia, then that's right up your street. This really is a little bit old school, isn't it? And as they say, there's no school like the old school, and it went.